Acts chapter 11. We want to look at a great verse here. This verse is about Barnabas. Verse 22. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch. And when he came, and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they should cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost, and of faith. And much people was added unto the Lord. Here's a great verse. And this was a statement of the testimony of this man. And the scriptures give three good words about this man. We have to ask ourselves, you know, when we die, what will our testimony be? And of course, each one of us has a testimony right now. And while Barnabas was alive, this is what the scriptures record of what God thought about him as well as man. This was his testimony, that he was a good man, and that he was full of the Holy Ghost, and the implication, and full of faith. Quite a statement. You know, if you look at the context, this is the kind of man you want around. Notice what it says as a result of that man being around, and much people were added unto the Lord. That's the implication. This man was the kind of man he wanted around. He had this testimony. Now you think about that, Acts chapter 6. We have a similar statement about the testimony of Stephen in Acts chapter 6 and verse 8. It says, and Stephen, full of faith and power. Full of faith and power. Quite a statement. So what does it mean to be full of faith? Obviously, we have many statements in the scriptures. Different statements where the Lord said, you know, I've not seen such faith, so great a faith, no, not in Israel. Makes great statements of importance of faith, Hebrews chapter 11. And what great things were accomplished by people of faith. And these men were full of faith. We are full of faith. And do you think about what they attempted for God? Because they were full of faith. How God answered their prayers, because they were full of faith. You know, you think about that. If you really want your prayer answered, who would you want to pray for? There's somebody you knew that was full of faith? Wow. That's the kind of person you'd want to know, wouldn't it? You know, I remember going to Dr. Cederholm's funeral. He was the founder and the president of Maranatha. And it's still, you kind of look back at those, the miracle of Maranatha, really, that college, its founding, and really around just a man. But I remember at his funeral, someone who was making remarks about Dr. Cederholm said, I marvel about Dr. Cederholm, he was a man of childlike faith. childlike faith. He just believed God. Believed God for big things as though it was just the normal thing for God, and it was nothing for God to do great and big things. What a statement, full of faith. And of course, I mean, there's a parallel here, full of power. I love to read books on revival. And I love to hear about men who, when they preached, the Spirit of God fell upon the audience. And souls came to Christ. And backsliders were reclaimed. And people, a great move of God came about. Full of power. And it's an amazing thing. I had the privilege of going to Wales to Penuel Baptist Chapel. And it was there R.B. Jones preached. And there was R.B. Jones preached that week. 10 days, actually, there in Roche Klanerkrugag. And God came down in a mighty way. Power. He is a man who had power with God. This was the testimony of Barnabas. Here's the testimony of Stephen. He was full of faith and of power, spiritual power. He's a person who made a difference. You know, they say about Jonathan Goforth, after having spent a life in China, as he came back to the States, he'd walk down the street and you could almost see a glow about that man. And I am sure that he was a man who was so close to God that anywhere he went, there was a sense of the presence of God. A sense of the very presence of God. That was his testimony. Think of, you know what I think of? I hope I don't get this mixed up, but I think of, am I going to get this mixed up? But we'll find out. You know, was it Elisha that was put in a grave? And, you know, they had to bury somebody really quick because the enemy was coming. And so what did they do? They threw his bones in Elijah's grave. You know, it's not like today where, you know, you got a coffin underneath the ground. It's usually the burial place was a hewed out place in solid rock, you know, and you move away the stone and there was a spot there that you put all the bones, you know, and they just threw the bones in there. And, I mean, they threw the person in there and they touched Elijah's bones and whoa, he rose from the dead. You know why? He's a man of power. He's a man of power. And, you know, we're not talking about mysterious supernatural beings. We're talking about real human beings that knew Jesus Christ. And their life was such that it could be said of them by God in His Word, full of faith, full of power. That's quite a statement, isn't it? A lot of things could be said about people. But I don't know if you could find two things that could be said that would be more Christ-like than to be said full of faith and of power. What is your testimony? If it was written tonight, what would your testimony be? Full of faith, or it'd be doubter? Doubter. Always questioning. Wondering, can't be. Or full of faith. What would be said of you tonight? Full of power. That person's around. God worked when they were around. Wherever they went, there's power of God upon them. That's quite a statement, isn't it? What is our testimony? It's amazing how a person's life can be summarized in just a short phrase, isn't it? As we went to Mrs. Gilmore's victory service, the idea was, here's a lady who lived for eternity. All her life just summed up in that one great statement. And you know, all of our lives will be summed up in a statement, won't it? A simple statement of what our life really accounted for Jesus Christ. And that is what really counts. Young person, what about you? Full of faith, full Holy Spirit, full of power? I mean, we don't want to say all the opposites that could be said. But certainly, this is what it really means to walk with God, doesn't it? Full of faith, full of wisdom, full of Holy Spirit, full of power. Power with God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the simple truth in the Word of God. And Lord, every one of us can look at our life tonight and we could judge ourselves, compare ourselves to that simple statement that you made of a man of God. And what really is important to you. And may, Lord, you stir our hearts even tonight. In this godless day, wicked world, might we, Lord, get a sense of what's important to you and what will really make our life such that it was a testimony for you and made a difference. Lord, pray for those who've been caught up in the world and caught up in temporary things, maybe even caught up in doubt. And I pray that you would speak to their hearts tonight to turn from all of that, to turn and seek first the kingdom of God. When our heads are bowed and eyes closed, just very quickly, just sense that we need to apply this. God is speaking to your heart. There's an about face change you need to make in your life. God spoke to your heart. He just made clear to you tonight. And he said tonight, God did speak to my heart. And I'm getting that right with God tonight. I'm getting back on the right path. And God has spoken to your heart. Anyone here tonight, just say, Pastor, pray with me. Okay, amen. Okay, amen. Anyone else? All right, praise the Lord. Now, Lord, may you be glorified in these important decisions of trusting, turning, yielding to thee in Jesus' name. Amen.